one large room, then you'd have a sleeping quarter. And then you'd have probably a loge and a patio if you had if you were affluent. And then you'd have your outside and away from your house, you had your kitchen area. But as time went on, and I guess when the British came, you would have a little, of course, even when the British came, they had the kitchens away. Even in the 1850, they had the kitchens away from the house.
Well, that was because of fire.
And that's Red Bank, you see, has the same thing, has the kitchen away from it in Jacksonville. The kitchen was way away from it, and there was like area way, what do you call it, a lattice, a patio.
Covered walkway.
Covered walkway that went through it. Now, in later on, as the houses were roofed this way.
You see, that had a slant.
Slant roof. And it was the earliest houses, of course, they were tied together by stringers, and they stopped that and made them flat and made them of coquina or the other, the earlier oyster shell and lime mixture. It was not a coquina. That's before they had coquina. The oyster shell lime first.
It wasn't adobe either, and I can't remember what they called it.
Then they had... that was a two different kinds. Then they would have in there a chimney and a fireplace. And that was fantastic.
What did they have in front of the fireplace? That was interesting. What are the different terms that you might call for that?
What did they have on the fire? They called those things the hearth. And where would they have it, you say?
Oh, no, it just was...
in the main room. In the main room, the fireplace would be, and there'd be one fireplace, I think, for the whole house.
And did they have anything that they, in these fireplaces, that you would lay the wood across? Was there any specific structure in there? A little thing?
Need to say that, please?
Like andirons.
Always. Always.
Yeah.
Can we stop this at any point?
Oh, of course, right. That's
will
okay.
You tell me?
Later days, in my grandmother's time, this grandmother here, there was a fireplace in every bedroom. In my home, the home where I was born, on Water Street, there was a fireplace in the living room, and in the dining room, and in every bedroom. Mr. Honda, this is young Mr.
Ball,
VA to the law.
Big Red Notice, my hands are dirty.
He's fixing, oh, thank you for that, my God, did you have much trouble?
Yeah, that old...
Plenty of dirt?
That old thing was...
All I got to
apart.
Do is have the man... Nita, take it off and sit there, honey. Have the man... Nita, will you light that little heater right by you, dear?
Yes, sir.
Got my legs are so chilly. This place is so... And bring it out a little bit so we'll be near the wall. Mr. Hyde is allowed to answer you some questions, too, while he's here.
You have a joint boy here.
About things that I did. Now you wanted to know about fireplaces, is that right?
Yes.
Tell Nita, I can't hear you good. She'll tell
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, I'll try to speak loud enough. One thing I wanted to hear from you, the place that's above the fireplace, what would you call that? You know, there is a certain...
The mantel shelf.
Right. That's. Do you happen to know of it?
Mantel piece, they called it.
Uh-huh. Is there any distinction between a mantel shelf or a mantel piece?
Well, in the old days, they built it out of the coquina, and there is something, Sam, what is that other thing made up of?
Tabby.
Tabby.
Oh, what's coquina?
Coquina is that, you tell me what coquina is, I'm tired.
Coquina is a native formation of shell.
He's taping this, Sam.
It's periwinkles.
Which is indigenous to this area, mm-hmm. totally. And it's a rock formation of tiny, little marine shells.